This is Acorn Canada, Acorn Radio, where radio meets justice. I'm here in Toronto at 30 Cosburn Avenue. We have a rally for affordable housing. We're calling for a definition of affordability that meets the needs of real community members and more affordable development now.
I've been on disability for almost 30 years, and I was on ODSP with benefits and everything, but then after a three-year interview, they said you can't be on ODSP because you work for a living. So I had to switch to PPP. So I did, but I lost all my benefits. So for the basic amount that I'm getting from CPP, I'm supposed to cover any dental, any medical, any medications, like everything out of what they give me, which is and plus a roof over my head and food and clothing and and it sucks. And I've been on a waiting list for affordable housing, well, for subsidized housing, for 7 years. And I'm still waiting.
How many of y'all are working two jobs in order to pay the rent? Or have worked two jobs in order to pay the rent?
Yeah.
How many of y'all have to borrow from your credit card? Or you have to go borrow from payday lender in order to pay the rent?
Yeah.
How many of y'all have children and you have to decide between daycare or which type of daycare to take your children and paying the rent? Raise your hands up.
From my kids here, I can't afford daycare.
Exactly. You want to tell your story, Ebony?
Yes, my
friend. Yes, Ebony.
All right. Well, I'm tired. Can I press this button?
Yeah, it's a present.
I'm tired of paying way too much for rent. Rent is supposed to be about 30% of your income. For me, rent is more like 80% of my income. I'm on disability, so I don't have a heck of a lot of money to be spending. And the assistance for me for housing is something like 14 years. So 10 years sounds good. But...
Well, that's what they said. Doesn't mean that's what it's going
to
be.
I used to live at Weston, and I paid like $765. And then I moved to the Junction, and I managed to find a two-bedroom for $900. And 5 years later, the same two-bedroom at Weston is now twice as much, $1,345. And it's no different. And I mean, we're seeing apartment buildings are falling apart, and they still want market rent for it.
Shame.
Condo prices for a crappy hole in the wall, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of having to raise my kids where there's cockroaches, possibly bed bugs. I'm tired of having to decide which neighborhood has less crime that I can afford to live in. I'm tired of crappy bus routes leading me to the middle of nowhere. It's unacceptable. We deserve to live in good conditions. We deserve to live in affordable housing. So we don't have to decide between diapers and rent or good food and rent. Who's tired of paying for good food, organic, and it's incredibly expensive. Our children deserve the best. Our children are the future. And too many of my friends who had condos as single parents, like single adults, had children and decided it's not worth staying in Toronto. They can't find jobs here that they can afford to live here, so they're all moving out. Kitchener, Waterloo, Hamilton, Stony Creek, and it's ridiculous. We're losing our workforce. People are leaving and we're not going to have anyone to look after us. ODSP offers about $700 for rent, and market rent is already about $1,200 for like a one bedroom.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. And I mean, OW is even worse. $475 that you're living in rooming houses that are probably illegal.
Anyways, the reason why I'm in front of 30 Cosburn is because 30 Cosburn did benefit from the open door program. In fact, 30 Cosburn received incentives from the city to build 6 units for affordable housing, yet the rents are going to be at least 93% of market value, which makes it difficult for the average person to obtain. This rate is only set for 20 years. After 20 years, the tenants that are in those affordable housing units are probably going to be facing above guideline increases. After 20 years, the people that want to rent in these units, it's going to become next to impossible. That's why we're here today, and that's why we're going to tell John Tory no to your open doors policy. We need more inclusionary zoning. We need more affordable housing. Who are we?
Acorn!
Who are we?
Acorn!
Who are we?
Acorn!
Do we want affordable housing?
No!
Do we want to wait for an election promise? Mayor Tory?
No!
No more empty promises!
No more empty promises!
No more empty promises!
No more empty promises!
Stop the war on the poor!
Make the rich pay!
We're hungry, we're tired, we
won't go away.
Stop the war on the poor, make the rich pay.
We're hungry, we're tired, we won't go away.
Stop the
war. How you all feeling?
Hungry, tired.
Yeah, right. Not taking it anymore. Because it's very important. Because these are the children that will one day want to live here. And because of housing prices, they won't be able to go so. They might come to this building and they might think, maybe I'll have a chance. But when the housing stock is so minuscule and the competition to buying decent housing,
yes,
they're going to be forced to leave. And they might be your next doctor. They might be your next rocket scientist over there. Right. They might be your next teacher, your banker, your next inventor. But guess what? They won't be able to stay here because they can't afford to live here. Good enough to work here. Good enough to live here. Good enough to work here.
Good enough to live here.
Good enough to work here.
Good enough to live here.
Good enough to play here.
Good enough to live here.
That's that.
Hi, my name's Peter. I'm from the Etobicoke chapter of Acorn.
Woo!
At first, at the last chapter meeting, we heard about this open door program. At first, it looked promising that we would give incentives to build houses. But then we heard about the situation about what they define affordable housing is, which is average market rent. And average market rent is $1,200 for one bedroom. Social assistance, Ontario Works, ODSP, that's not affordable. It's not affordable at all. And previous definition, which made John Corey change, somehow surreptitiously over his term. It was 30% of your income, 30% of your income to go towards market rent. And this definition is followed by most jurisdictions in Europe. For example, Vienna. In Vienna, you see housing, 60% of the people are renters and they have affordable public housing. And they don't pay more than 30% of their income towards rent. That's the definition we need now for affordable housing. No more than 30% going of your income going towards rent. And John Tory, the open door program with the market rent set at $1,200 one bedroom. You are missing an opportunity to address the housing crisis. We need to change that definition. We want to change that definition. Stringent rules on landlords, such as rent freeze for 4 years, stringent rules on repairs that they have to make before they get any funding, then we can make a serious indent into this housing crisis. We need housing now, and we need affordable housing now.
Here's a little some facts. From 2005 to 2015, up to the present, rent has skyrocketed 20%, while median income has increased by 5%. Everybody here feels this right now, because there are people that have to go and borrow, people who have to now decide to go to a food bank, people who now have to decide between childcare and paying the rent. Is this the type of society that we want to build?
No.
Because why? We're good enough to live here.
Good enough to live here.
$1,400. That's a lot of long-standing tenants are now facing pressure from landlords to above guideline increases, where profits are now driven focus over people's well-being.
Shame.
In East York alone, there's been over 40,000 new units built. However, I point out only 2.5 of that is only considered affordable by the city.
Shame.
The city uses, how do they come up with this definition? Well, John Tory and Council decide they're coming up with an antiquated definition that deemed affordable housing does not meet the reality of low and moderate income people. Yeah. The problem is the definition is vague by the average market rent, which is defined by the Canada Housing Mortgage Corporation. And as much as that is all fun and games, how many are finding that for every $2 that you're spending, at least $1.50 is going to the rent? How are you able to even afford food? How are you able to afford a night out in town? How are you able to even afford daycare and to show your children a good time? Is that the type of city we want? Acorn members are calling for the following. We want, one, a redefinition of affordable housing to meet the realities of low to moderate income people based on income, not just market rates. Inclusionary zoning, meaning all new development must include deeply affordable units. Retain control of and fully funded Toronto community housing repairs, which is surely lacking. And that is disgusting for a city that calls itself world-class city to have people live in such disrepair. That is disrespect. That is disrespect. Do you agree?
Yes.
And prevent further closing of Toronto housing units, especially at a critical time where people are looking for it. And I want the cameras to focus because this is it. This is the future. Like I said, this is someday going to be an engineer. That someday could be a teacher. These children could be nurses. They could be your inventors. But they're being driven out of the city, them and their families. Why? Because they do not have an affordable place to live. Is that the way how you build an affordable city?
No.
Is that how you build affordable province? No.
Is that how you build up the future?
Is that how you build up the future? No.
We need better for the next generation.
Exactly. We're out here outside, and you might be wondering, why are we outside of 30 Cosburn? You know, making all this noise. Well, I'll tell you why, brothers and sisters. 30 Cosburn, the landlord, did take advantage of the open cities. Policy and did receive incentives to the city to build 6 units of affordable housing. However, the rents are going to be 93% of market value. Think about that. 93% of market value. Shame! Going up to close to $2,000. How many of us who where our income has not raised and has remained the same? Meanwhile, cost of living, and we see it, food's gone up.
Yeah.
You know, you hear no frills being a baller. Well, we gotta be ballers.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because we can't afford food. You see all these, all these payday lenders. And why they're popping up? Why?
Yeah.
Because we gotta find a way to pay the rent. If we don't pay the rent, we out on the street. And we don't need that. You know?
Right.
That's not the type of city you build. We're seeing the best and brightest leave the city. Why? Because they can't afford the rent. You know? The rate is set for this particular building for 20 years only. What do you think is going to happen after 20 years?
The poor people that
live here in these affordable units are eventually going to face above guideline increases.
Yeah.
And they're not asking for the rate, which is, I believe, 1.8%. They're not asking for 4%. They're not asking for 5%. They're asking for even some places 9 and 10%. Is that fair?
No.
Is that fair?
No.
Is that fair?
No.
That's why we're out here making some noise. Because we want to give a message to John Tory as well as the rest of council. You want our vote. You want us to be involved.
Yes.
You want us to get there. You better be listening. Because Acorn's here to bring the noise. Who are we?
Acorn!
Who are we?
Acorn!
Who are we?
Acorn!
What do we want?
Affordable housing.
We want it.
Now.
Let's get loud, people. Who are we?
Acorn!
Who are we?
Acorn!
Who are we?
Acorn!
What do we want? Affordable housing.
Now!
Whoa! Yeah, Evan, you want to take over? Let's kick it. Because I know you want to kick it. That's right, Evan D.
We're angry. We're tired of living in substandard housing that we can barely afford. I'm paying an arm and a leg to live in a ramshackle, rundown apartment full of cockroaches. It's disgusting. I'm paying condo prices and I'm living in a cardboard box. It's disgraceful. We have far too many people who can't afford sustainable housing. Your idea of affordable housing is a joke. We can't afford your affordable housing.
Yeah.
We should have sliding scale incomes. It should be 30% of your income, because that's what the idea of affordable is. We still have money left over for clothes, for food, for maybe soccer camps. That's a joke if you're on public assistance. ODSP only gives me about $700 for myself, $805 to house my children. and I am currently living with my mother-in-law because I can't afford the rent, can't afford the market rent. I can't afford even a roommate half my market rent. I pay about half of the rent with my mother, and full rent is $1,600 for a two-bedroom. It's crazy.
Crazy.
That sounds like a condo. That sounds like a condo, but where are my amenities? Who else is angry?
Yeah.
Who else is tired?
Yeah.
Who else feels ignored?
Yeah.
We're asking now to be heard. We want affordable housing. We want sustainable housing. We want clean residential buildings. We are tired of our landlords and tenants, our landlords taking advantage of tenants, taking our money, and not doing the repairs.
Yeah.
Who are we?
Acorn.
Who are we?
Acorn.
What do we want?
Affordable housing.
When do we want it?
Now.
Who are we?
Acorn.
Who are we?
Acorn.
What do we want?
Affordable housing.
When do we want it?
Now.
Anyone else?
Stop the war on the poor. Make the rich pay. We're hungry. We're tired. We're not going away.
Stop the war on the poor. Make the rich pay.
We're hungry. We're tired.
We're not going away.
Stop the war on the poor. Make the rich pay. We're hungry. We're tired. We're not going away. Stop the war on the poor. Make the rich pay. We're hungry. We're tired. We're not going away. Stop the war on the poor. Make the rich pay.
That market rent doesn't work. And we need more inclusion in zoning.
Yeah! Right. You can't, he's like, I can't afford gas either, man. I can't afford gas and I can't afford rent. He's equally mad. We took the bus to get here.
That's right.
Everything in this city needs to be made more affordable if we expect our children to stay here long enough to go to university, stay long enough to buy their own houses and raise their own children. It's unacceptable. We are losing potential doctors, lawyers. It's weakening our economy right at the roots. If we don't have children to grow up here and live here, it's going to be over. It's going to be nothing but condos and yuppies and nobody who finished anything who went to school or university, because they're all buying houses in Kitchener right now. Can you afford your rent? Are you angry? Honk if you're angry and you're tired of high rent prices. Are you tired of rent increases? Yeah. I hear you on the balcony over there. You're interested in what we're saying. That's right, rent needs to be cheaper. And loud, because we need change. We need reform now. ACORN, Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. And we're putting the pressure on landlords to step it up, keep these buildings maintained. We want to make sure that they are holding to the obligations they promised us and our leases. You're taking my money, but what am I getting for it? Look at this building. It could be better. Who are we?
Acorn.
Who are we?
Acorn.
Who are we?
Acorn.
What do we want?
Affordable housing.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Affordable housing.
And when do we want it?
Now.
Who are we?
Acorn.
Who are we?
Acorn.
Who are we?
Acorn.
Who are we?
Acorn.
What do we want?
Affordable housing.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Affordable housing.
When do we want it?
Now.
What are we tired of?
High rent.
This is going to be 93% up. That like one set almost $2,000. What about our senior citizens? What about our senior citizens living off pensions? Okay.
Yeah.
There were many, like the baby boomer explosion. There are more elderly people right now than probably working force with unemployment rates rising. Who's going to look after our elderly people? Where can our elderly people afford to even live? We're pushing them to the outskirts of society, sweeping them under the bed skirts. And it's disgusting.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame. Affordable for who?
No one.
Not for me. Not for my family. Probably not for my future generation, because they won't be able to afford to stay here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are we?
And when we want it.
Now.
The right to build affordable housing is just charged 93% of the rent.
It's Ebony Menzies. It's spelled E-B-O-N-Y, M as in Michael, E-N as in November, Z-I-E-S.
Sorry, I'll have to interrupt just a second. We're positioned because the shadows are really messy.
Sure. Well, it's important to me because as my family grew, I found that my budget did not grow with it. I personally am on ODSP, and they only allocate a certain amount, and then up to how many children, and the rents just keep going up. That money, like my benefit, has not increased in the past 3 years. So I can barely afford now. I had to move in with my mother-in-law just so that we could all have our own bedrooms, which is almost pretty ridiculous. 5 years prior, in the same neighborhood, it was maybe $700 less, the exact same. So I'm seeing the effects of gentrification on a wide scale. I lived in the Junction. I got squeezed out of the Junction by gentrification. I moved back to Western Road. I saw the same thing happen there. And I'm tired of being in this neighborhood here. I have friends in Mississauga telling me it's happening, Brampton, everywhere. I have Kitchener friends. A lot of my friends are moving from Toronto to Kitchener because they cannot afford here anymore. They had condos. Once they had children and tried to buy houses, they were laughed right out of this town. And I'm seeing it happen far too often. And I'm afraid for the infrastructure of Toronto. I feel like we're losing our workforce. We're losing our children's ability to stay here and go to school here, where we have some of the best schools. We have some of the best university programs. And I feel like we're not going to be able to take advantage of that if no one lives here. It's good enough to work here. It's good enough to live here.
So can you talk about
I have twin girls, aged 1 year, and a 3-year-old son, and I'm trying to keep us all together under the same roof, and even I'm thinking I need to go maybe move up north, back up like a Manitoulin Island country, so I can get some land for my money, because my money is not going far here. I'm on subsidized housing list, and that's not going to happen for another decade, it seems. And in that decade, I can only imagine how much more rent is going to go up.
I'm going to have to start Airbnb-ing out my second bedroom. Do you think that's for rent or year-to-income instead of 30%?
Yes, most definitely. The sliding scale income is where it should be. It should be pay what you can, pay what is exactly 30% of your income. Because anything more is detracting from your lifestyle, your ability to pay for good food, clothes, children's programs start to suffer. If we can't make sure that our kids get adequate after-school activities, where are they going to end up? In gangs, involved in drugs. We need to be able to enrich their lives in all aspects, not just putting a roof over their head. Although that is important, it's not the only important part of raising a family and keeping it together. We need to relook at where our values are for keeping families in Toronto. We should be able to work here and live here. The commute is ridiculous and pulling people and families apart. They don't have enough time to spend with their families. I'd say affordable housing means it's not taking a chunk out of my wallet that is hurting the rest of my life. On a pie chart, like we talked about 30%, it needs to stay within that bracket and not spread and take away from my other amenities. Food, gas, being able to spend time with family and friends is also equally important. I can't afford to see them. And it's just sad. If I can't afford to even be in the same city as them, relationships are going to suffer. Equally as important as being able to entertain. I don't want people to come over and see my tiny little house. Right? As I'm getting more people, it's getting smaller. It means there's more mess. I should be able to live affordably. I mean, be able to have enough space to live comfortably. Be able to live in a well-maintained building that you want your family to live in. I'm imploring landlords who don't live on the property. Would you live here? You're asking people to pay you money and stay in this building when you want to sit in this bathtub yourself.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time and your interest.
I'm here with Don Collymore, Acorn member. He's going to tell us a bit about why we're here today.
A little high. We're here today protesting in front of 30 Cosborne. The reason why is this. The city has an incentive program called Open Door Program, which is supposed to give incentive to landlords to build affordable housing. But in reality, the affordable housing stock that they build is quite minuscule. It's about under just 2 or 3%. Especially in a city where the demand for affordable housing is more important than ever. People aren't making enough money. People are struggling to, you know, to live. They either have to stretch their dollar and decide between daycare, between food, or do they borrow from their credit cards or borrow from payday lenders. This is all cyclical. And we at Acorn are quite concerned about this. Because, so this apartment building got incentives, which is great, but here's the thing. The only thing that they're building is just a very minuscule. I believe that the people that what they're going to build is basically 93% of market rent. And that's what's going to happen. So those affordable houses are once again going to be just 93% of market rent. And after that, the rate is only set for 20 years. So after that, those people, after 20 years, if they want to stay here, are now going to face above guideline increases. And who knows if that what that's going to be. Already we're seeing above guideline increases at 4.5%, 8%, 9%, even 10%. It's becoming ludicrous. You know, these property management companies, let's call them what they are, they're investment firms. They're not there for people. Because if they are property management people, property management companies, they'll be there for the people. And that would be considering that's part of it. No, they're just there for just investments. And we at Acorn are fed up. We don't want market rent. We want inclusionary zoning. We want Toronto. We want them to take control of Toronto public housing. We want it to make sure that, you know, that it is that the units are fixed up and brought up to code. But we want to see new units. And that's what we're arguing. We're telling tenants, we got your back at this election. Acorn got your back. To come out, make your voices heard. This is an important issue. Stepping forward, and we want John Tory and the rest of council to now start taking housing seriously.
Thank you. And what would truly affordable housing mean to you if the city changed its definition?
If the city didn't base it on just market rents and based it on income, true affordable housing to me would mean that mixed families, and that means mixed families from various different incomes, and not neighborhoods that are going to become post-stats incomes that are going to look good on a postcard to say that we, the Toronto, have open arms, but in reality that are pushing people out, that it's not a level of gentrification that we're seeing that is aggressive, that people are not facing above-guide increases, people are not running to their credit cards or payday lenders, families are not fretting between which daycare or which schools to send their children, between that and paying the rent, that people are not turning around and skimming out of the necessities such as food without paying the rent. And more important, people are able to save money and able to go out and enjoy themselves. Because that's what part of the city is, enjoy themselves in the city without worrying about paying the rent. And this is what's happening. People are working two or three jobs, you know. What does that say? You know, people are borrowing. When you have, you know, seniors or most vulnerable people, seniors now being under pressure to be forced out by these investment companies. That's not how you build a livable city. And we're saying no at that Acorn.
Thank you. One more question, Don. It's the municipal elections in Toronto in October. Mm-hmm. Do you have a message for Mayor Tory and City Council with the elections coming up?
We got a message. As I said before, Acorn's got your back. We have over 1,300 members across Canada. We're expanding across Ontario. We're standing up for those who do not have a voice. That's low and moderate income people. And we're saying to the mayor that we're going to make sure that tenants in the city wake up and put affordable housing. We don't want it just in words. We want to see inclusionary, that includes inclusionary zoning, a real thing to address the backlog within Toronto housing. Because like I forgot to mention, people waiting 10 years. And that is unacceptable in a world-class city. And we're going to be here, and we just want everyone to know that Acorn Toronto, we got your back.
Thank you.
Acorn got your back. 30 Cosworth.
Acorn got your back.
30
Cosworth. Acorn got your back.
Hey, Tomico.
Acorn got your back.
Ottawa.
Acorn's got your back.
Ottawa.
Acorns got your back.
On tail.
Acorns got your back.
On tail.
Acorns got your back.
All credits.
Acorns got your back.
All credits.
Acorns got your back.
Let's end with one last round. It's oldie but goodie. Poor wheat.
Acorn.
Poor wheat.
Acorn.
Poor wheat.
Acorn.
What do we want?
Affordable housing.
When we want it.
Now.
Poor wheat.
Acorn.
Poor wheat.
Acorn.
Poor wheat.
Acorn.
Poor wheat.
Acorn.
What do we want?
Affordable housing.
When we want it.
Now.
One more. Poor wheat.
Acorn.
Poor wheat.
Acorn.
Poor wheat.
Acorn.
What do we want?
Affordable housing.
When we want it.
Now.
Thank you so much, sisters and brothers, for coming in. Make sure you get the children home safely. That's a good one. Ebony. Yeah, Ebony's going to say something.
To those of you inside this building at 30 Cosborne, I know you couldn't hear me. If you're wondering what you can do to put the pressure on your landlord, if you are tired of paying high rents, you can look us up. We are Acorn Toronto. We are always accepting members, right? Woo! We're all over Canada, and we are affecting real change. We invite you to see what things we've already done in this city and see if you can come and be a part of it with us.
Is there anything else?